Welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures. I'm Meow.
I'm Ashley.
Welcome. You might be wondering why I meowed. Well, this is going to be a very meow, 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 meow podcast. It's going to be about cats.
It is, even though we are in the car again, and intern Rigo is not in the car.
I should mention that. We're on a road trip. An intern, GHL intern Brago, cat, GHL intern cat Brago, I change that title every time I say it, is currently not with us, because again, we're another edition of Jason and Ashley on the road, because you guys love these podcast road adventures for some reason. Oh, we love them too.
I think it's because we go a little crazy.
We do. It's hard not to get stir crazy in a car.
A little bit.
Yes. Okay, Ashley, so this topic came from one of our amazing patrons.
Yes.
Who asked this and what do they ask?
This question comes from Mark Smith, who also asked the question last month. That's what happens when you don't fill up the questions. Everybody gets as many as they want.
Oh, really? So he's doubled down.
He doubled down. So he asks, could you tell an intern Brago origin story, such as deciding to adopt him and whatnot?
Okay. So if you do not know, and there's a chance you might not know, but if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see GHL intern cat Brago in a lot of my Instagram stories.
We put them in the lenses sometimes too.
Yes. If you follow Ashley on basically any social media, you're going to see intern Brago all over the place.
I love
him. I try to reserve him only for the Instagram stories. just because sometimes he's doing some silly dumb stuff. Anyways, so I guess we want to start with the origin story. The origin of Brago actually
cast your mind all the way back to Screen Junkies before it was a problematic outlet.
Well, it's it really has nothing to do with Screen Junkies, but
it kind of does.
It not really, but it does start with me.
Uh-huh.
So good pal.
Sorry, guys.
Good pal of mine and Ashley's, and has been on Geek Casual Lesson.
Yep.
Nick Mundy,
yep,
who you might know from Screen Junkies.
Mm-hmm. That's where you met him. So that's what I was.
That is where I met. Okay,
to.
I was like, Brago has nothing to do with Screen Junkies.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah. I was going to be like, well, Jason met Nick Mundy, and then years later.
Yeah, Nick and I have stayed in touch ever since Screen Junkies. We basically neither one of us have anything to do with Screen Junkies.
No.
But we both worked there, and that's how we met. And
Nick's lovely. He was on Retro Diaries.
Nick
too.
Is an amazing guy, and he's so nice. And we're probably going to have him on a Geek History Lesson again sometime this year. I bet.
Hope so.
He's so cool, and he helps out. Share social media, volunteer sometimes with, I believe I'm going to say his name, Care Rescue LA.
That's right.
Which is an organization that rescues animals, dogs and cats.
Mostly cats.
Mostly cats, but they do dogs.
They do dogs, and they haven't had a rabbit for a little bit. And another good friend of ours that some of you may know,
Jen Sturger,
is on the board there. Jen is very involved, which is how Nick got involved, and then later how we got involved.
Yeah, so Nick sometimes will foster kittens, I think he only does kittens. I don't think he's done a dog yet. And I saw on Twitter one day, I think it was in June or July.
It was in July
of last year.
Yeah.
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. That he needed somebody, an emergency. He needed somebody, emergency, to foster two kittens. I think the reason why, to be honest with you, I don't know exactly why. I don't think I actually remember or asked if I ever asked him. But I believe the reason was is because he had a pregnant wife at the time.
Yes.
And they already had two kittens. And they couldn't take two more.
I think her due date was coming up as well. So
yes.
They didn't want to commit to, because I think they needed a home for like 6 weeks or something.
Yes,
like
yes.
That.
And they didn't want to take the kittens in case they had to run to the hospital because baby wasn't coming.
Yeah.
So Nick put it out on his Twitter that he was like looking for LA friends, emergency. And so I texted Ashley because I knew Ashley had wanted a cat. But at the time, we were not going to get a cat because we were waiting until we were going to move, because we just thought it would be better to transition to a new place and then get a cat instead of having a cat and moving and, you know, making your cat very angry when you move. Because that happens, as all cat owners know, that happens. So I texted Ashley because I was like, oh, they only need somebody to watch him for 6 weeks. I was like, this will scratch the itch that Ashley has to be a cat mom. And then we don't keep them. That'll be great.
Yeah, previous to that, every time someone said, hey, do you want to foster a kitten? I never said yes because I knew I couldn't give them up.
Yes. So I gave Ashley Nick Monday's phone number because I was at work and I couldn't take care of it.
Yep.
So I was like, hey, like, here's the situation. Do you want to do this? Text Nick. And I think your answer was immediately yes.
Yeah.
So then you take over the story, Ashley.
Yeah. So then the nice lady Nick put me in touch with is named Whitney. Whitney showed up at our house with two little kitties screaming in a bag. And kind of your basic things that you need to take care of a cat. Because if you foster, rescue organizations specifically will provide you with things like litter boxes, litter, food, dishes, toys, beds, all the basics.
By the way,
need.
We should say right now that Care Rescue LA has a Patreon.
Yes.
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I bet
it's just Care Rescue LA.
I bet if you search Care Rescue LA, I am a patron of Care Rescue LA
they
on Patreon.
Also have a website where they tell you the kinds of items you can donate there. Like, they're always looking for food and stuff like that. Or you can just give them money. They have a PayPal link.
So,
well.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So Whitney brought over mm-hmm. these two cats, these two kittens. They were, I think, approximately 8 weeks old. Unzipped the carrier, and there was a little orange cat, and he came right to me and rubbed up against me, and I thought, oh, no. This is my cat.
Now, we should also, there's two things here we should say. One, the first thing is that I believe both of these kittens were 6 weeks old.
I thought it was eight. I can't
remember. 8 weeks old. But also, they were in a shelter about ready to be put down.
Yeah, and Care Rescue LA goes and takes animals slated to be euthanized that are held that don't need to be.
Well, exactly.
And they rehome them.
Exactly, because the only reason they were going to euthanize them was simply because there was no room.
Yeah.
Which is a common thing that happens in LA. Now, the second thing we should say is that Ashley and I both have connections to gold cats.
Yeah, yeah.
When I grew up on my grandparents' farm, there was a barn that was right down the road from us, and it was less than half a mile away. We would walk down there, down the gravel road. And we would go there because that's where we would get, like, lots of hay and stuff like that to feed some of the cows that my dad and my grandfather worked the same farm
uh-huh.
together, which is, I don't know if something I've ever said on any of the podcasts ever.
Well, now people know.
My grandfather and my grandmother on my dad's side lived less than a mile down the road from us.
Yep.
And my dad farmed with them. So at the barn that was closer to our house than my grandparents' house that us as kids would always go to, there was a very friendly orange tabby cat male that my grandfather had named Honey.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the friendliest cat you could ever imagine.
Because those cats were barn cats that were a little more wild than your average house cat.
They were barn cats. They lived in this hay barn, and yeah. they would, like, walk out among the cows and, like, come see us every time we fed. But here's the fun fact. Because our house was so close to that barn,
uh-huh.
every once in a while, we'd go out in the backyard and boom, there's Honey. Honey would just be in our backyard. And we'd be like, oh, hey, man, you know. So orange cat means loving to me. Now, Ashley, you have a connection to an orange cat as well.
Yeah, so I loved cats as long as I've been alive, and I pestered my mom, I think from the time I could ask for something, to give me a cat. So she said, okay, you can get a cat when you turn six. And then for some reason, she honored that. And we went to the OSPCA, which is the Ontario Rescue, and we got a female orange tabby. Statistically, orange tabbies tend to be more male, and if they're female, they always have white patches. So we got this female orange tabby. Her name was Snuggles. That's the name that she came with and that she kept the rest of her life. And she would snuggle with you. She was the greatest. We brought her home. I loved her so very, very much. She spent a lot of time with my dad because my dad was really sick for most of my life. So he wouldn't move a lot. Like, he'd be in bed or he'd be in his recliner, so the cat would sit with him because, you know, he'd be very still. And then we had these long windows beside our door when I was in high school. And when I would come home, the cat would be sitting there watching me walk up in the doorway. And then I would get in and I'd take off my boots and I'd pick her up, and she was such a good cat. I loved her so much.
So when Ashley come back to the present day,
yes,
interior, our apartment, day, this orange kitty walks right over to Ashley, and Ashley had told me about that.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah. Now, at the time, it's very funny. when they arrived, Ashley sent me a couple, texted me a couple pictures of them.
We put them in our secondary bathroom. We thought that was a nice safe spot for them.
Yes, and they escaped very easily.
So they had names. There was Charlie, and the orange one was Tony.
Yes.
So Charlie was very, very frightened and wound up going...
And he was a black cat.
Yeah, he was white with black. He had like a black Charlie Chaplin mustache. Yes. He wound up going somewhere else because he needed like actual animal rehabbing.
Well,
and Jason and I are not rehabbers.
Well, we can tell like he was very afraid of humans.
Yeah, he ripped off the front of our dishwasher and hid behind the dishwasher.
Well, that's the reason why he kept burrowing into various places. He burrowed into one of our couches that he had no hole to burrow into. He made the hole and got inside.
He did.
We kept having for the first week we had him. We would just would never see him, and we'd be like, "Where is this cat?"
I was so afraid he was gonna just die.
And we kept thinking that he had figured out a way to get outside.
Yeah,
because it was warm enough that we had the screen door open,
and
we're like,
yeah.
"Is it possible that he maybe opened the screen door?" Which is, you know, he could have if he wanted to, but yeah, the time where we actually asked the Care Rescue group to come get him, because yeah, he actually, fun fact, in our dishwasher, he pried open this piece of plastic, crawled underneath our dishwasher because there's just the space, and he just stayed under there for a day.
We couldn't get him.
And we couldn't reach him, and we also knew that he'd been in there for like 24 hours. And eventually he came out, but that was where we were like, we need to not keep this one, or we're not...
Well, we can't give him what he needs.
Yes, and we were also at that point, we were like, he's like torn up about five different things and gone inside.
Yeah. But the first day we had them, I kind of piled up a bunch of boxes to like keep them in the bathroom because I thought that could be their space and they would be secure in there. And then our house wasn't exactly cat proof, and I was like, I don't need them digging in stuff. And Tony, who would become Brego, jumped out in maybe 10 minutes.
Yes.
And there's a picture, if you scroll back on my Instagram, it's in my main feed, there's a picture of him on the back of our orange futon.
On the video, on the YouTube set.
The action figures on the bottom shelf of our YouTube set. And that was the first day we had him.
Fun fact, he has never once batted any of those off, which surprised the crap out of me.
But he did rip off one of my Princess Leia heads.
Mm-hmm.
Off of my Star Wars Rebels Princess Leia action figure. He didn't eat the head, but he ripped her head off.
Yeah, so you should tell the story about how when you decided to keep him.
I wanted to keep him, like, day one.
Yes. Because it was funny, I will say this, Nick Mundy kept saying that, like, oh, don't get attached to the first one. Like, don't get attached to the first one.
He was orange,
like, wait.
I was doomed. Mm-hmm. What story do you think I'm going to tell?
No, there's no story. I know that, like, you know.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were trying to, like, cue me to tell a specific story. And I was like, I don't think so. So we had him for maybe two weeks.
I think 3 weeks.
You had said something where you were like, well, I guess we're keeping him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, thank God.
No, I think I said, do you want to keep him? And if so, we need to tell them.
Yes, because we had to take him to go get neutered.
Yes.
And we were going to see Whitney and you know, the people who were kind of in charge, who were our go-betweens.
Yes.
And we wanted to, if we were doing that, to start... It's a paperwork process.
Start the process.
You got to pay.
Yeah.
You got to make sure they got all them shots. Stuff. Brego has a chip on the back of his neck, so we needed that turned over.
And the code is 5678-212-12135.
Every 6 months, they email me and tell me to change my password. I'm like, who do you think is coming for my cat? Like, literally, like, they can calm down a little bit. He a cat. He not going anywhere.
Someone types in the code. They're like, still inside the apartment. Big surprise.
It's attached to... There's no code. It's like an email address and a password.
Yeah.
So after like 2 or 3 weeks was when we formally decided... that we were going to keep him.
And then that's when you decided to... Well, you had told me... We should talk about the name.
Sure.
So a lot of people have asked, where did Brego come? And super nerds know, of course, where the name Brego comes from.
Yes.
Go ahead and reveal that, Ashley.
Brego is the name of Aragorn's horse that he acquires when he is in Rohan during the Two Towers. He was originally Theodred, son of Theoden's horse, but Theodred dies. And then he... has a bad temper, and so I believe they're going to go put him down, and then Aragorn sees him and speaks to him in Elvish, and he becomes Aragorn's horse that he then rides into battle and ascends to being King of Gondor on. And I always wanted that to be the name of my first pet, and I had told Jason that ages ago, years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And you were very indulgent. Mm-hmm. And you said okay. Mm-hmm. I actually remember when we were sort of talking about keeping him, you were like, well, I guess we call him Brego now.
Yeah. Well, but I also acquiesced that. I was like, we also have to get to call him Honey.
Yes, that's his middle name. Yeah, Brego has like four names.
Yes, Brego has a lot of names. But then there's also a recurring cat gag with us that, like, I a couple years ago saw a black cat and then came up with the funny joke of, like, how funny would it be to call a black cat Spooky?
Such a good name.
So, like, we've now decided that if we ever get a black cat, we will call him Spooky. So now every time I see a black cat, I'm like, oh, hey, look, there's Spooky 1 and Spooky 2.
We have a lot of cat names for the inevitable army of cats that we're going to have.
No, we're only going to have one at a time.
Yeah.
So we're not going to become the crazy cat parents. So I don't know. Is there anything else to talk about Brego?
I think it's funny that I believe it was the very first time we were recording podcasts is when he came and laid down on the futon. Like, if we're in there doing Geek History Lesson, because we kind of have to rearrange the office for it, yes, he's always there to supervise.
He always comes in.
Yeah. Like, he's very down for it. He likes to be near us when we're working, but not on us.
Yes.
He likes to be a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any, do you want to tell like a funny Brego story before?
I don't know. Is there a funny Brego story?
Before we sign off? They're all funny.
They're just all cat. They're all cat stuff.
Hilarious.
Well, you think he's hilarious, but
I do think he's hilarious.
I'm very interested to listen to hear our podcast audience. Have they split at this? The dog people, have they split off? Have they stopped listening at this point?
I don't know. I mean, this is not anti-dog.
No. But if you don't care about cats, I don't know if you care about this episode.
Well, hopefully they care about us enough to care about this episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
There you go.
I don't really have any funny Brego stories. I mean, they're all cat stories. There's stuff cats do. I mean, I will say this. Just last night, I walked out into the living room. I was grabbing a glass of water, and he was literally sitting on the couch, but angled in the point where he was like right in front of this split where our blinds were open, so that it kind of seemed like he was enjoying the view of outside, even though it was dark. And I know that he can't see over the little balcony railing.
He might be able to see near the gap, though. I think he likes to peep on our neighbors.
So, yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Here's like a half funny anecdote to leave you guys on. We have morning doves who come and lay eggs twice a year in my window box, and Brego likes to try to kill them. Well, it's his favorite thing to watch. He wants to, murder those baby birds.
They're his favorite television show.
Yeah, for sure.
Because he can't actually murder them.
He's also not very good at being a cat. Like, he's not fast.
No.
Because Jason's used to barn cats. He can catch Brego no matter how fast Brego thinks he's going.
Yeah.
Which delights me to no end.
Yeah, Brego likes to jump in midair, and I can always catch him. And,
yeah.
And Brego is, yeah, Brego on the floor is not fast.
No.
Because Brego has never had to run for survival.
No.
Those barn cats, man, you cannot catch them. You cannot catch them.
I know. They found him in a box by the side of the road, though.
They're very fast.
I just want to give him a good life.
Yeah.
If you have more Brego stories, please comment here, and maybe we'll follow up with, we'll do a Brego update.
How do they have Brego stories?
I mean, Brego questions.
Oh, Brego questions. I was like,
Brego concerns.
I was like, are they sneaking into our house to see Brego? Do they know the code now?
We should
4-6-7-8-2-1-2-1-2.
Should we get a nanny cam?
No.
For Brego.
God, no.
You can get apps now for that.
I know.
You can watch them on your phone.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the terrible ads where it's like, talk to your dog while you're at work.
Yeah.
No.
He thinks we're dead right now, so.
Yep, like all animals.
Mm-hmm. So that's the origin of GHL intern Brego.
Yay, I guess.
Well, you requested it, so hopefully you liked it.
Yeah, let's hope you like it. All right, now, Ashley, we are to what are you reading? What are you reading, Ashley?
I mentioned this a couple podcasts ago, but that I was reading Chuck Dixon's Birds of Prey, and I just finished the last volume of it, and it's really excellent. So hopefully all that research went towards an amusing geek history lesson, because I'm not quite sure when these time out to that.
I was like, it'll be very funny if this is released after that episode.
There's a good chance it will be.
Yes.
So hopefully you get a laugh out of that. But yeah, man, Chuck Dixon, mid-90s, early aughts Bat family is just...
It's the best Batman family.
The best. Barbara's so cool in it. Oracle's
when they
so
all
great.
Had solo titles, too.
Yeah, Gary Frank draws Dinah sexy as hell, but also like strong and powerful. Yeah. It's peak Birds of Prey. Jason, what are you reading?
I am finally digging into something that I've wanted to read for a very long time. March by Representative John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis, who, as we all know, by the way, I hope, I'm just putting this out into the universe.
At the time we're recording this, he's quite ill.
Yes, I was going to say, like, I hope by the time we release this, he is still with us.
He will be. He's a strong man. He's one of the original social rights activists. He worked with Martin Luther King.
He marched with Martin Luther King. Yep. Yeah, which is what the comic book is about.
But he's the last one of their, like, core group.
Yeah, we bought the collection of it, like, a year ago, and it has been sitting on our shelves, and I'm digging into it.
You know, it's difficult, so.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
That's it. This is a shorter one.
I mean, it's 20 minutes.
It's a meower one.
Meow.
Meow, 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 meow. thank you so much, Super Friends. As we're enjoying the skyline of the road. Talking about the road.
Okay.
Ashley?
I didn't know if you were going to say where we were or not.
Nah, I don't want
to. You said the skyline.
I don't want to give them that.
Didn't know if you were like the skyline they don't, of look, they get insert enough, city
they, get, they got enough personal kitty stories. They don't need more like exact location.
Okay.
Of where we are. They'll figure it out.
Okay.
Someday. They don't need to know.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, Super Friends.
Bye.